Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show. And if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2191 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 21st of June 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's show, y'all, it is part one of Big Fatty's portion of the Pride 48 weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, pre-recorded. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, going old school, it's true. Hi, everyone. Hi, chat room. I hope everyone is looking forward to a great Pride 48. Now, y'all, before we get started, I just want to say a couple of things of a serious nature. I know that many of the little shows during Pride 48 weekend are going to be talking about the events of Orlando this past week. So Big Fatty is not going to touch on that. I did that on my Monday show of this week, and I'm just going to try to keep it lighthearted this evening. But I don't want you to think that I'm being insensitive or anything like that. And y'all, the reason I'm mentioning this now is because I know it's weighing heavy on many people's hearts and minds and all. But y'all, I got a voice letter from Brian in Denver that I wanted to play for you about my comments on Monday's show and the feelings he had. And I just think it's something that maybe this would be a good time to mention it, and then we'll get into the normal Big Fatty silliness.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brian in Denver. I just wanted to thank you for your podcast this morning talking about Orlando. I just wanted to let you know that everybody that's gay in my world has been deeply affected by what happened in Orlando. And there was a Facebook post, and I know you don't do Facebook, but basically it said, if any gay person is injured, it affects us all. And I wanted to let you know that that is absolutely true. And our hearts go out to everybody in Orlando. And I really appreciate what you said and let you know that we are all with Orlando. Thank you.
Brian, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to hear your voice. And I know those words will resonate throughout the weekend. And y'all, it is, Pride 48 is a celebration. It's a celebration, and it is, and you know, before gay became us, it was happy, and it still is happy. Big Fatty here, you're right, it is happy, and the rest of the weekend, I hope, is going to be a happy weekend for you. And y'all, so you know, even the Flintstones said that they were going to have a gay old time. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see, and y'all, I know that I'm overmodulating, but y'all, I don't know how to fucking fix it. So everybody in the chat, oh, Big Freddy, you're too loud. Oh, my God, it's too loud. Well, you know, just turn your fucking headphones down because I don't know how to fix it. Even old Veda sent me a message. My God, you're overmodulating. But, y'all, I really don't know how to fix it. So, go with it. You know Big Freddy's got to ruin it somehow. Yes, Big Freddy, you always ruin it. Yes, and... Okay, and wait a minute. I'm receiving a message now from System Preferences Input. System Preferences Input. Big, I don't know, where is System Preferences? For the Nicecast System Preferences? Nicecast. I don't see System Preferences for the Nicecast. So anyway. Oh, Big Freddy, there's another 20. Sound then input. Sound then, I don't see that either. Mac preferences. Okay. All right. Here we go. We're going to try to fix it. System preferences. It didn't do anything. Poor Big Freddy. It's true. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's the, system preferences down in the thing down there. Okay. All right, and then sound, okay, sound, and it's not just the micro hoist, it's the I guess I can turn it down a little bit, but everything else is going out through Nicecast, and I don't know how to turn everything else down. So anyway, it's just a Big Freddy. We knew you'd have some way to ruin it. So I know there are many people in the chat room right now. Let me just say one other thing about Orlando, and then we're gonna leave that to others to talk about. But y'all, a year ago today, we had the big shooting in Charleston, and so we're having the big memorial and all going on here. So maybe something's gonna happen now. So we're just gonna leave it at that, y'all. When I was talking with that call from Brian in Denver, Big Freddy, is he the number one fan? No, that's Brian in Danbury. Oh yeah. Oh wait a minute. I've got another here. It's just vocals, not your effects. Okay, I don't know what that means. All right. Well, I turned myself down. So anyway, Big Freddy, we don't know why. What? Okay. And by the way, y'all. My straight boyfriend, who used to be overseas, who's now married and living here, he's immigrated. Y'all, he's posting porn. And you know, it's always nice when the straight boyfriend posts the gay porn. Ready? And so, y'all, if you're not in the chat room, you're missing out on it. And anyway, when I was talking about the just mean, well, okay, I get it. All right, the gain on your microphone is set too high. Should be a knob on the mic. Okay, now that's on the back. The gain, but it's not. It's way down. It's almost off. It's almost off. Ready?
Well, it's all the way down now. So, you're just going to have to live with it, folks. You're just going to have to.
Yes, Big Freddy, we're living with it.
Y'all, when I was talking about people being mean, y'all, I got a message from that Mean King over on one of the dating sites. Oh, wait a minute. I've gotten a message here on the dating site. Oh, it's from Mean King. Yes, Big Freddy. It says, your own Grin Doctor and Pride 48, such a great multitasker. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, Mean King is just as sweet as he can be. And hot. And y'all, he's moving to the San Diego. Mean King said, when I was talking about mean people, he says, every time I said mean, he thought, keen. And so it made him, kerfuffle a little bit. So, I know a lot of you listen to the BFO.
Big Freddy, not as many as you think.
One of the things that we've got going on right now on the BFO this month is the... Oh, Oh!
You just go, y'all. Poodle does not like the, and Squeaky Kid does not like the death phone. I'll take care of the yes, okay. You take care. Hello.
Hello, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, it's the Floppo and Junior and the number one fan. And we're on our way back from a baby shower, and we stopped at local Kohl's to do some last minute shopping for the Floppo and I.
For
our cruise. So, you hear that? Here we are, our coupon. We spent $228 and we saved $336. That is a really big coupon. Is it coupon? You know, those weirdos, they put Q's and other things into those other words. But anyway, so the Danburys are off to their fabulous cruise. Fabulous new clothes. Yeah. So, anyway, that's it from the Danburys. Say goodbye.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is the number one fan of the BFO for 2016. Y'all, that is the Brian Danbury. And y'all, the Flopfo, you know, that's drum major Kev. He's the first lady of the BFO, so he's the Flopfo. And Danbury Jr. and y'all, they're getting ready to go on a cruise. And y'all, they went to the Kohl's. And y'all, you know, you get the Kohl's cash. And y'all, they sent me their Kohl's cash, $40, Big Fatty. And, yo, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Big Fatty, why are they saying it's back to ruination? I don't know, but Ed Chan says it's being ruined again. So, anyway, Big Fatty. What was I going to say? So, y'all, I'm going to the Kohl's at some point. So, but I got to wait. I got to wait until I get my my coupon in the mail, because, you know, we love to have the coupon. And, you know, you get the – y'all, if you don't shop at the Kohl's, you know, you're just a poor Big Fatty. Now, wait a minute. Why is y'all's Mama Do saying poor Big Fatty? Big Fatty, we don't know. By the way, y'all, I see some very important people in the chat room tonight. And actually, everybody is very important. Y'all, that Patty Bacon, you know, she's got a cousin. She's got a cousin, Kathy Bacon, who, by the way, has evidently unsubscribed from the BFO. She never calls us anymore. She just, Big Fatty, she just doesn't love us anymore. I know, but anyway, we'll just have to make the best of it. Yes, Big Fatty, just make the best of it.
This is what the G y'all. Now these are the folks. These are the folks that evidently love Big Fatty. The GFN General is saying, "Oh, so this is what the BFO sounds like at 1x speed."
Big Fatty, it's because everybody listens to you at triple speed,
and this is going to be fun to listen to. Lawn Gnome Mags. Okay, your Big Fatty, your sound was fixed earlier just before the voice recording, and then it got hit by ruination again. Okay, I don't know what that means, but anyway. It's like I say, everybody, I set the bar extremely low, so that all the other little shows sound just lovely. They just sound lovely during the weekend, and y'all, there's lots. I think there's like 26 little shows that are broadcasting this weekend, and so it's Y'all go back over there. We'll see who this is. I can't imagine. Big Fatty, the danger is already gone. I know. I'll take care of this. Hello?
Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle. It's
Hi.
Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
So three old-timers at the retirement home are complaining about growing old. The first one says, I wake up at 7 and try for a half an hour to take a poop. The second one says, oh, yeah? I spend an hour trying to take a pee. The third one says, I take a nice poop at 7, and about 7:30, take a nice pee. The other two guys look at him and ask, what are you complaining about? And the third man explains, I don't wake up until 8:30. Have a good day.
That we love Jimmy Bear. It's true, we do love Jimmy Bear. And y'all, Jimmy Bear gives us a good kerfuffle every once in a while. Y'all, it's just one of my favorite ones that Jimmy Bear told us about was the man that was in the bar. Big Fatty, was he down at the end of the bar with the old gal, the Vines? Yo, yo, yo! No, I don't think so, but he was in there by himself, and the bartender took his drink, and he walked away, and all of a sudden, you know, the guy's there by himself, and he keeps hearing, my, you look nice! And he looked around, there wasn't anybody, and, is that a new haircut you've got? Have you lost weight? And finally, he called the bartender back over and says, you know, I keep hearing, you know, how nice I look, and if I ask if I lost weight, and the bartender says, oh, it's the nuts. They're complimentary. Benny, I love that joke. So anyway, now y'all, if you have friends that couldn't be with us tonight, Big Fatty will be posting this little show during the upcoming week. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just like one of those old reruns that the old gal does. Yeah, or yes, and speaking of things the old gal does, y'all. Earlier this week, I had put out a request. I had put out a request for questions. You know, some Axe Big Fatty questions. But y'all, I'm sitting here looking at the clock, and it doesn't look like we're going to have much time for the Axe Big Fatty questions. Big Fatty, maybe you should have them tweet them to you. No, I think that's trademarked. But for all of you who did send questions in, I really appreciate it and appreciate your support of the. Okay, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a great weekend, that you enjoy your Pride 48 weekend, and I think Christina and Nicole have the best idea. They said they're going to sit around in their jammies. They're going to sit around. Big Fatty, you don't wear jammies. Well, maybe if you wear jammies, sit around in your jammies. Big Fatty, please cover something up. I start the little show on Pride 48 every year with the sound of crickets. And y'all, that's an homage back to year one when Big Fatty couldn't figure out how to do it, and it was 20 minutes of silence. And Big Fatty, the entire chat room wishes you'd repeat that again.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an email.
That went faster than I thought it would. Big Fatty, you know you have to fill an hour. No, and it's just 20 minutes. No, Big Fatty, it's an hour you have to fill. I don't have anything to do for an hour. Big Fatty, you better go. I suggest you go refill your gin and get ready because you got an hour to fill. Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.